Millions of Sopranos fans are in mourning. Last night was the final episode of the HBO series about Tony Soprano and his two families, Camilla and his children, Meadow and AJ, and his operatic New Jersey mob. If you missed last night's show, don't worry. We're not going to reveal anything about what happened. Still, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, other spoilers will be hard to avoid.
29-year-old Tom Petrillo is a huge Sopranos fan who lives in Washington, D.C. He's devastated the series is over because he says the characters are like family.
You went through Tony dealing with his mother and Meadow changing school paths 20 times and AJ dealing with this and so-and-so dying. You feel like you're kind of part of it all and that you know these individuals.
Well, what on the street is Jerry's a favorite to take over?
He's my protege. I don't stand in his way.
Oh, there's your ringing endorsement.
Hey, Tony.
Die-hard Sopranos fans are going to be eager to talk about what happened last night on their way to work, at the office, or online. Newspapers, TV, radio, blogs will weigh in, too. That'll make it hard for the millions of other fans who TiVo'd it or plan to watch the finale when it repeats. They're in the dark about what happened, and they'd probably like to keep it that way.
If you have not watched a TV show the night it aired, you basically have to stick your head in the sand to avoid having it ruined for you in the next couple of days or weeks.
Alan Sepinwall is the TV critic for the New Jersey Star-Ledger. Like a lot of writers, he lets his readers know he's about to reveal a plot point with the words spoiler alert. He also leads an online chat about The Sopranos. There, Sepinwall says, spoilers are a lot harder to prevent. As you might imagine, The Sopranos is pretty popular in New Jersey, where much of the show is filmed.
Every now and then, in the middle of a chat, someone will pop in and say, my cousin is dating a guy who works craft services for the show, and he heard from the script girl that in this episode, this is going to happen, and I have to immediately jump in and start typing in all capital letters and say, no spoilers. No spoilers.
With so many twists and turns and important characters getting whacked, it's been a bit of a challenge for the Sopranos cast and crew to keep things secret. Writer Terry Winter says everyone who worked on the show signed confidentiality agreements.
Overwhelmingly, we've kept things really under wraps, and you know, we owe that to the crew and the people who work on the show for really being team players and doing that for the audience, because it does spoil it for you.
Winter says he kind of misses the days when you could assume everyone had seen the big television event of the week.
Back in the 60s, way before videotape, you either saw it or you didn't see it. And if you didn't see it, you were never going to see it, so it didn't matter, and everybody else could just talk about it.
Some people actually want to know in advance what's going to happen on their favorite shows. And there are websites like SpoilerFix.com and MyTVSpoiler.com that cater to them. Plot twists are leaked, either by a loose-lipped crew member or a producer looking for a promotional opportunity. Jason Mattel is a media studies professor at Middlebury College who co-authored a paper on spoiler fans and why they might want to know.
Their pleasure has nothing to do with what happens next, but rather has to do with the experience of watching. I love these characters and I want to spend time with them, or I want to see how they react. You can't spoil a performance. You can't spoil a line of dialogue.
Yes, you can, says Tom Petrillo. He says neither he nor any other true Sopranos fan would want to be spoiled. But Petrillo does think anyone who missed last night's finale will have a hard time today. His advice?
Don't turn on the TV. Don't turn on your computer. Don't answer your phone. Just stay in bed until it reruns. There's going to be no way to avoid this one.
Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.